Good morning.
早上好。
It is an honor to be here with you this morning.
我很荣幸今天能在大家中间。
We came a couple Sundays ago and observed your very beautiful church.
两三个星期之前我们来过这里，看到你们这么美丽的教堂。
This is a testimony of God's grace.
这真的是神的恩典的见证。
And we are thankful that you like to build a beautiful house for the Lord.
我们感谢神，你们愿意为神造这么一个美丽的殿堂。
So we've come to worship this morning.
今天我们在这里是来崇拜他。
Have your Bibles turn with us to Matthew's Gospel, chapter 28.
如果你有圣经的话，请你打开到马太福音二十八章。
Always good to be with Pastor Daniel.
我们很高兴跟许牧师能够在一起。
I thank he and his wife and the church, you, for inviting me and my wife, and it's good to have Brother Mark Ells with us.
我们很感谢啊，许牧师和师母邀请我和我太太到这里来，还有 Brother Mark.
Yeah. Matthew 28 verses 5 through 7.
打开马太福音二十八章第五到第七节，在周报的第二页应该也有这一部分的圣经。
I'll read it first in English, and then my interpreter will read in Chinese. The angel answered and said to the woman, Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen. As he said, Come see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead.
You can read
verse 5, 6, and 7.
我们一起来读五到七节，请。天使对妇女说：“不要害怕，我知道你们是寻找那钉十字架的耶稣，他不在这里，照他所说的，已经复活了。你们来看安放主的地方，快去告诉他的门徒，说他从死里复活了，并且在你们以先往加利利去，在那里你们要见他。看哪，我已经告诉你们了。”
If you've ever stood beside the grave of a loved one,
你有没有曾经站在一个你所爱的人的墓前?
You feel the hopelessness, you feel hopeless in the presence of death.
有没有感受到那个死亡的绝望?
Death seems so final.
死亡对人来说好像就是终点了。
And hope seems to end at the grave.
在坟墓里一切的盼望都终止了。
For many, all of life's desires, expectations, and dreams end at the grave.
对于很多人来说，人生的渴慕、人生的期望和理想都到那里就结束了。
And it was with this feeling of sadness and despair that the women come to the grave early Sunday morning.
那我们看到这里的妇女就是怀着这种绝望的心情，礼拜天的早上到了坟墓前面。
A songwriter captured or expressed the despair. That was found in the hearts of the followers of Jesus.
有一首歌特别描述他们当时的那种绝望的心情。
He wrote, "We knew he was dead. It is finished," he said.
那他说，我们知道他已经死去了，因为他自己说成了。
We had watched as his life ebbed away.
我们眼看着他的生命在我们面前消失。
We all stood around until the guards took him down.
我们就站在那里看着那些兵丁把他的尸体拿下来。
Joseph begged the body and lay it in the tomb.
约瑟去把他的尸体求回来，然后放在他的坟墓里。
His body was wrapped up and the grave was sealed.
他的尸体被包裹，然后坟墓被封起来。
All through the long night and the next day, the Jewish Sabbath, the disciples and these women waited.
他们等待了漫漫的长夜，又是第二天的安息日，他们一直在等待。
They wanted to give their loved one a proper burial.
他们想为他们心爱的人有一个合适的安葬。
So very early on Sunday morning, we find these women coming to the graveyard.
所以到第三日的清晨的时候，这些妇女就来到了坟墓前。
They came to the tomb to prepare the body of our Lord.
他们来是为了要把他的尸体预备好，为了去安葬。
Into the dark shadows of that cemetery walked broken-hearted women.
他们心都碎了，在这个清晨这个雾蒙蒙的这个坟墓里。
Their world had fallen apart.
对他们来说，世界已经破碎了。
All hope had died.
所有的盼望都没有了。
Their hero was dead.
他们的英雄已经死去了。
But something would happen that morning that would change them and change the course of human history.
然而那天清晨将要发生的事情会改变他们，甚至改变世界的方向。
Because as they approached the grave, the Bible tells us in Matthew 28 verses 2 through 4 that there was a great earthquake.
当他们走靠近坟墓的时候，在马太福音前面二节到第四节讲到说，忽然有地有大震动。
And you know the story, an angel of the Lord descended.And rolled back the stone.
你们都读过这个故事，讲到这个神的天使从天上下来，把这个挡坟墓的石头挪开。
And those brave Roman soldiers passed out in fear.
那些勇敢的罗马兵丁都已经吓昏过去了。
The women were dazed and fearful.
这些妇女也很害怕。
But suddenly they hear a voice.
他们很惊慌，但是就在这个时候，他们听到了一个声音。
It's the voice of an angel.
是天使的声音。
Do not be afraid.
不要害怕，天使对他们说。
I know you're looking for Jesus.
我知道你们是在找耶稣。
But he is not here, for he is risen.
可是他已经不在这里，他已经复活了。
And then the angel gave these women a special invitation.
那这个时候呢，天使对他们发出了一个特别的邀请。
Come see the place where the Lord lay.
他说你们来看安放主的地方。
And then the angel also gave these women a commission.
并且也给了差给他们一个任务。
Go and tell his disciples.
他说快去告诉他们他的门徒。
Go and tell the good news that he is risen indeed.
把这个他已经复活的好消息告诉他的门徒。
First the invitation.
首先是一个邀请。
Come and see.
说来看。
The angel gave these women a personal invitation.
这个天使把这个个人的邀请发出来给那些妇女。
And a private viewing of the empty tomb.
这个是一个好像他一个私人的一个邀请，让他亲自来看。
They were the first to be invited.
这个妇女是受最先受的邀请去看他的空坟墓的。
They were among the privileged few to physically witness the reality of the empty tomb.
所以他们真是很有幸能够第一批看到这个空坟墓。
You see, the stone was rolled away, not to let Jesus out, but to let us in.
你知道吗？那个坟墓前的大石头滚开，目的不是为了让耶稣能够出来，是为了让我们可以进到里面去。
When Jesus came up out of the grave, he had power to go through the wall.
当耶稣复活以后，他不需要石头滚开就可以出来。
The stone and the tomb was no problem to Jesus.
对他来说，坟墓和挡住坟墓这些石头都不是他都不是阻拦。
We know later in John chapter 20 verse 19.
我们知道后来在约翰福音二十章第十九节的时候。
That when the disciples were all together and the doors were shut.
那时候门徒聚在一起，门也关了。
That suddenly Jesus just appeared before them.
可是就是突然之间，耶稣就出现在他们面前。
He didn't even come through the door.
他不是从门里进来的。
So walls and stone tombs were no problem to Jesus.
所以墙也好，坟墓也好，石头也好，对他都不是阻拦。
He had the power to come up out of the grave.
因为他有能力从坟墓里出来。
So why did the angel move the stone?
那现在问题就是为什么天使要把石头挪开呢？
He wanted to let the women see into the empty tomb.
因为他想让这些妇女能够实际上看到坟墓里的景象。
He wanted them to come and see for themselves that Jesus was alive.
他邀请他们来，让他们来看，让他们亲自自己看到，说耶稣已经不在那里，他已经复活了。
And through this story, through these verses,
所以当我们看到这些经节，看到这个故事的时候
，You and I are invited to witness the evidence.Of the power of the resurrection.
这也是对我们的邀请。我们被邀请去看这个证据，是神复活大能的证据。
The record is open. We can examine the record ourselves.
这个记录已经放在那里，你可以亲自去看，亲自去检查。
We can examine the evidence found in the Holy Scriptures.
我们可以从圣经中仔细的研究。
Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15:17, "If Christ be not risen, then our faith is vain, and we are still in our sins."
保罗在哥林多前书十四章里讲到说，如果基督没有复活的话，那我们的信就是徒然的，我们仍然在罪中。
Paul is simply declaring to us that the Christian faith rests on this foundation alone.
保罗就是简单的告诉我们来说，基督教的信仰是建立在复活的基础上的。
The Christian faith rests on the fact of the resurrection.
基督的信仰是建立在复活的事实上。
If we do not believe in the resurrection, then we have no faith.
如果我们不相信复活的话，我们就没有信心可言了。
And if we claim to have faith, it is empty, it's vain, it's powerless.
如果我们不相信复活的话，我们所说的信心不过是空的，是无力的。
This is our faith that Jesus is alive.
我们的信心建立在耶稣已经复活，他现在活着的基础上。
So Jesus says to you and to me, "Come, see the empty tomb."
耶稣今天就对你我说，来看这个空坟墓。
Examine the record.
你自己来检查这些记录。
We know that many saw Jesus.
我们知道之后也有很多人见过复活的耶稣。
Also in 1 Corinthians 15.
也在哥林多前书第十五章。
We read that many, many believers, almost 500 people, saw Jesus alive.
那里记录的是有一次大概有五百多人一起看到耶稣。
All of the apostles saw Jesus alive.
所有的那些使徒都看到过复活之后的耶稣。
So we have the irrefutable proof of the.Record of God's word that Jesus is indeed alive.
所以这些都不容置疑地向我们证明耶稣确实是活着的。
Then the greatest evidence of that Jesus is alive is changed lives.
然而最伟大的证据是人的改变，证明了耶稣的复活。
The early Christians not only believed that Jesus died, but that Jesus was alive, but they died for their faith.
早期的基督徒，他们因为坚信耶稣已经复活，他仍活着的事实，他们愿意为此而死。
Jesus' own family members were the most skeptical, and yet they became followers of Jesus himself.
耶稣的家人，他的兄弟姐妹，当初他们很怀疑他，然而到后来，他们非常忠心地跟随他。
And the greatest change occurred in his disciples.
然后他的使徒也发生了巨大的改变。
Before the resurrection, they were running and hiding.
在复活之前，他们四散奔逃，都躲了起来。
They were denying and they were fearful.
然后他们很害怕，否认他们是耶稣的门徒。
But now they no longer deny that they know Jesus.
可是，在复活的事实之后，他们再也不会否认他们是认识耶稣的。
They no longer hide in fear.
他们也不再因为害怕而躲藏。
They became bold followers of Christ.
他们变得非常大胆，成了耶稣的门徒。
Powerful leaders of the church.
成了早期教会有力的领袖。
And even martyrs of the faith.
甚至为主殉道。
All because they saw Jesus alive.
原因只有一个，就是他们看到了复活的耶稣。
Not only do we have the evidence of the written record and the evidence of the changed lives as recorded in the scriptures.
我们不仅看到这个人的改变，也看到了圣经上所记录的事实。
We have the evidence of millions of people whose lives have been changed because Jesus is alive.
我们更能看到，因为耶稣活着这样的事实，改变了成千上万人的生命。
You are here, and I'm here this morning simply because Jesus is alive.
我们今天早晨在这里，就是因为耶稣他活着。
Remember the moment he changed your life forever.
你是不是记得他改变你生命的那一刻
？Because you believe that God has raised him from the dead.
因为你相信主神使他从死里复活。
Two Oxford college students believe that Christianity was a mere myth.
曾经有两个牛津大学的学生，他们觉得这个基督教不过是一种迷信。
So they set about to prove that Christianity was built on a lie.
所以呢，他们两个就决定说，他们要去搜集证据，要证明给世人看，这个基督教就是一个骗人的东西。
One was going to prove that Saul of Tarsus never lived.
那其中有一个呢，就决定去证明说，这个大树的扫罗根本就不存在，是编出来的一个人。
Or if he did, he never converted to Christianity.
而且，即便如果是有这样一个人，他肯定也没有改变成为基督徒。
And the other was going to prove that the resurrection.Of Jesus Christ was a lie.
那另外一个人想做的事情就是说，耶稣复活这件事情是假的，不是真的。
So they set about to gather all the evidence.
那这两个人就开始到处去搜集证据。
To examine the record.
然后去查询这个历史记录。
To question the witnesses.
然后去询问那些有好像是证人的人。
They both came to this conclusion.
然后他们两个最终都得到了一个结论。
They concluded that the Saul of Tarsus did in fact convert to the Apostle Paul through Jesus Christ.
这个结论就是说，大树的扫罗确实是改变以后成为使徒保罗。
They concluded that the resurrection of Jesus Christ was in fact the most and best established fact in history.
然后还有一个结论就是说，耶稣复活的事实是在历史上有确凿证据的事情。
After, and they became strong Christians.
就因为这样，他们两个成了一个很忠心的信徒。
Because they examined the record.
因为他们去检查，他们去查询。
And so Jesus is still saying to us this morning, and to whosoever will, come and see for yourself. Come and see the empty tomb.
所以今天早上，耶稣就对我们每一个人发出邀请：你可以亲自来，你来看这个空坟墓。
And you have to examine the evidence of those whose lives have been changed.
你也可以去看那些人生发生改变的人。
There was this man who stood up in church to testify.
那曾经有一个人，他在教会前面为主做见证。
And he was telling how once he was a drunk, and now he was delivered from strong drink, and he was a new person and a new creation in Christ Jesus.
他给大家讲，从前他是怎样的酗酒，他现在神怎么样的改变他，他得到了新的人生。
There was another man sitting in the back.
那下面坐在下面其中有一个人
who said under his breath,
就低声地说
quietly he said, that man's a fool, he's just dreaming.
他就耻笑他说他真是个傻子肯定是他自己自以为怎么样
He felt someone touch his shoulder.
那这个时候呢他就觉得有人在拍他的肩膀
He turned around and there was a little girl sitting behind him.
他回头看是有一个小女孩在拍他
And she said, shh.
他跟他说不要吵
She said, if he's dreaming, don't wake him up.
这小女孩跟他说你要是觉得他在做梦的话不要把他吵醒了
She said, because that's my daddy.
他说那是我爸爸
And he used to beat me and mommy.
他从前经常会打我和妈妈
He would come home drunk and he would curse and yell at us.
他如果喝醉了酒回家就会对我们又叫又骂
And all I remember is running and hiding from him.
我就记得一直要躲开，一直要怕他打。
But he's a different man today.
可是他现在不一样了。
He's a good daddy and he loves me.
现在是个好爸爸，他爱我。
I'm no longer afraid of him.
我不用再怕他了。
So if he's asleep and dreaming, shh, don't wake him up.
所以如果他真的是睡着了，在做梦的话，不要把他吵醒。
The power.Of the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
我们可以看到神复活的大能，他改变了我们的生命。
For Jesus doesn't want us just to come and examine the record.
因为耶稣不仅仅要我们来看、来检查而已。
To defend the resurrection as a proven fact.
他要我们也为他站出来，来证明说这是事实。
He asks us all and invites us all to personally experience the power.Of the resurrection in our lives.
他请我们每一个人亲自来经历他复活的大能。
It is the bedrock of the Christian faith.
这真的就是耶稣基督信仰的基石。
And if you are saved and I'm a Christian, it's because we believe in the risen Lord.
如果我们是得救的，我们是信主的，那我们就知道，因为是我们相信主已经复活。
Romans chapter 10 verse 9.
在罗马书第十章第九节。
You know that verse.
你知道那一个经节吗
If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus,
如果你口里承认耶稣为主
and believe in your heart,
心里相信
he asked us to believe something.
心里相信的是什么呢
That God has raised Jesus from the dead, you shall be saved.
你心里相信神已经将他从死里复活，你就会得救。
When you believe in the power of the resurrection, when you understand and it confirmed in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, there is saving faith, saving power.
如果你知道神已经将他从死里复活，而且你心里认定确实是这样的事实，这就是你信而得救的能力。
Paul describes what happens to us when we believe in the power of the resurrection.
保罗并且告诉我们，当我们相信复活的大能的时候，我们的生命会发生什么样的情况
？When we believe in Jesus who is alive，
当我们相信耶稣是复活的耶稣的时候
，He uses the word in Ephesians chapter 2 uses the word quicken。
在以弗所书第二章，他用了一个词
is that the English word is quicken, Ephesians chapter 2. I'll give her a moment because I want her to get that word.
Thank you. 在以弗所书第二章
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 1. And you hath he quickened. Quicken is the English word. I don't know the...
你们死在过犯罪恶之中。
That word means make alive.
但是他叫你们活过来，死而复活。
And you hath he made alive.
他使你能够活过来。
Who were dead in trespasses and sins.
我们本来是死在过犯罪恶之中的。
Even when we were dead in our sins,
就仍然当我们仍死在过犯罪恶之中的时候。
He hath made us alive together with Jesus Christ.
他使我们和耶稣一起活过来。
So we experience resurrection for ourselves.
所以我们自己也亲身经历了复活的大能。
The same power that brought Jesus out of a grave.
就是同样使耶稣从坟墓中死而复活的能力。
Can forgive us and deliver us and change us.
这样的能力可以原谅我们，可以改变我们。
Break the power of sin in our lives. Amen.
可以打碎罪在我们身上的权势。
But as many as receive him, to them gives he the power to become the sons of God.
圣经上说，凡接受他为神的儿子的，神就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
Next Sunday you have baptism, right? Baptism service next Sunday.
下星期教会会有受洗。
And a baptism is simply a testimony of what's already happened in your heart.
洗礼是什么呢？洗礼是一个见证，见证神在你身上做的大能。
We go down in his death.
我们进入水中，表明我们与他同死。
Rise up in the power of his resurrection.
当我们再起来的时候，是借着他复活的大能。
Romans chapter 6, Paul talks about this.
罗马书第六章里，保罗这样讲。
Talks about being in the likeness of his death.
在与他死的形状中联合。
But we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection.
因而就在他复活的形状上与他一起。
Talks about walking, rising up and walking in newness of life.
让我们从死里复活，然后有一举一动，有新生的样式。
I can't explain how it happens.
我不能跟你解释说这件事到底是怎么发生的。
But I can sure see what happens.
但是我可以看到它已经发生以后的状况。
Any man be in Christ, he's a new creation.
任何人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
The old is gone and the new has come.
旧的已过，新人。
Old things pass away, behold, all things become new.
旧的已经过去了，新的在他的身上有新生的样式。
Jesus has come to make everything new in our life.
耶稣来是为了让我们生活中一切都更新。
Praise the Lord for the reality that He is alive.
我们要赞美主，因为事实上他是活着的神。
The early church,
在早期的教会当中
would greet one another with this greeting.
他们彼此见面问候是这样说的。
They would say to one another, "He is alive."
其中一个就说他已经活了。
And the response would come back, "He is alive indeed."
另外一个就回应说他确实是活的。
So can we practice this morning?
我们今天也来试一试好不好？
We will say, "He is alive," and you say, "He is alive indeed." Are you ready? He is alive.
他活着。
Amen. So we're.Following in the footsteps of the apostles.
我们就跟随这些门徒的脚踪。
Every Sunday morning is a celebration of the fact that Jesus is alive.
每一个星期天早上都是一个庆祝，庆祝主耶稣他活着。
And we come to worship him and to enjoy his blessed presence together on Sunday morning.
我们来这里崇拜他，是一起来领受他的恩典和赐予。
We have hope and...Our world is changed forever because Jesus is alive.
我们的世界变而又变，然而我们在他里面有盼望，因为他活着。
We can be free from the power of sin because Jesus is alive.
我们不用受罪的捆绑，因为他活着。
He can break the control of sinful habits in our life.
他可以打碎我们生命中罪的那些习惯，因为他活着。
Because Jesus is alive.
因为他活着。
But not only does the angel invite them to come and see,
不仅邀请这些妇女来看,
not only are we invited to come and examine the record,
他也不仅邀请我们来看,
and experience the power,
来经历他的能力,
but we're also given a commission.
我们同样给了一个使命,
he told those women, go quickly and tell his disciples.
天使告诉那些妇女说, 快去告诉他的门徒,
they become the first evangelist.
这些妇女成了第一批的传道者,
these women had the privilege of becoming the first ones to tell the good news.
这些妇女真的是有幸能够成为第一个传播福音的人,
they go running from that grave.
他们就从这个坟墓一直跑,
and the Bible says, in fear and in great in joy.
又惊慌又惊喜,
what an emotion that must have been that morning.
很难想象他们是什么样的心情,
this emotion of fear.
他们又害怕,
what are we going to do with such a message? Are they going to believe us?
这个害怕想, 哇, 这样的消息, 他们会相信我们吗?
Will they make fun of us?
他们是不是会笑话我们?
This has never happened before. This is very strange.
这个是从古至今都没有发生过的事情,
they had this fear.
所以他们心里有担心,
but they also had this deep joy.
有担心有害怕,
he's alive.
耶稣还活着。
The songwriter continues the song I started with at the beginning.
我们刚才谈到讲到的这首歌, 它继续往下会有更多的内容。
Talks about Mary weeping at the tomb.
这个歌唱到说玛利亚在坟墓前哭泣。
It was his voice she first heard, those kind, tender words.
这时候听到主温柔的声音。
Jesus asking her why she was crying.
主耶稣问她为什么哭。
He's not here, the angel says.
那玛利亚就告诉她说天使告诉我说那个主的尸体不在这里。
Then Jesus speaks to her.
这个时候耶稣对她说话。
And says, child, it is I am here.
对,她对她说,孩子,是我,我在这里。
Then she runs from the grave, proclaiming to all who will listen.
这个时候玛利亚就从坟墓那里跑出去告诉所有的人,
I've just seen Jesus, I tell you, he's alive.
她说,我告诉你,我刚才看见耶稣了,他还活着。
I've just seen Jesus, our precious Lord, alive.
我看到了耶稣,我们宝贵的主,他还活着。
And I know he saw me too.
因为我知道,因为他也看到了我。
Until that moment, I had never really lived.
直到那一刻为止, 我从来没有真的活过。
All that I've done before really won't matter anymore.
曾经我做过的事情都不重要了。
I've just seen Jesus, and I'll never be the same again.
因为我刚刚看到了耶稣, 我不会再一样了。
This is our message. Jesus is alive.
这就是我们的信息, 耶稣他活着。
And we must go and tell it.
而且我们要去告诉万民。
Jesus says, you'll receive power.
耶稣说你们将得到能力。
Church, and then you'll be witnesses unto me.
你们就会为我做见证。
First in Jerusalem.
先是从耶路撒冷。
That's your home.
耶路撒冷就是他们当时的家园。
Judea.
然后到犹大地。
That's your friends.
然后就是他们的朋友。
Samaria.
到撒玛利亚。
That's those other people of different nation.
还有就是其他邻邦的人。
Those people that you may be prejudiced against.
那那些人你可能看不起。
Jesus said, go to them.
耶稣说,你要去到他们那里。
And then to the uttermost parts of the world.
然后说,直到地极。
Go and be witnesses of this one truth.
去为我做见证,就是一件事。
That Jesus is alive.
告诉他们耶稣活了。
And he holds the answer to the world's problem.
耶稣那里有世界上所有问题的答案。
The greatest problem of mankind is sin.
人最大的问题是罪。
And Jesus has come to forgive and to deliver and to break the chains of sin.
耶稣来就是要为了赦免,为了拯救我们脱离罪的权势。
What did the early church do with this message?
那早期教会是怎么做的呢?
Acts 4:33.
在使徒行传第四章第33节。
I'll let her find it. I'll read it while she's finding it. I'll read it in English, then she can read it again. And with great power, gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Acts 4, verse 33.
使徒行传第四章三十三节，使徒大有能力，见证主耶稣复活，众人也都蒙大恩。
So here is what the disciples are doing with this message. They're giving witness with great power. They give witness to the fact and the truth of the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
这就是使徒做的。当他们看到耶稣的，当他们知道耶稣复活之后，他们就为主做见证，而且是大有能力的见证。
That is our job description, okay?
这个就是我们的这个工作的这个描述。我们要做的就是这样的事情。
You go out and fill out a resume.
我们要去找工作的时候，先要写一个那个自荐信。
And they tell you, well, we've hired you. We want you to come work for this our company.
你写了简历，交了上，这样递上去以后，这个公司录用你了，说好，我们决定聘请你为我们的员工。
Probably the next thing you're going to want, or they will give you, is a job description.
然后下一个呢，你就想知道他们也会给你说你工作的内容是什么，你该做什么。
Acts 4:33 is the job description for the church.
对于教会来说，这个《使徒行传》第四章第三十三节就是我们工作的一个条例，告诉我们该做什么。
Through the power of the Holy Spirit, we're to give witness to the resurrection.
凭着神灵的能力，我们要为主做见证，证明他的复活的大能。
We must do it with His grace upon us.
我们做这个事情是借着他的恩惠，借着他的能力做的。
Jesus, in the last words of this chapter, Matthew 28,
在马太福音二十八章里，耶稣最后说的话
picks up on what the angels had said to the women.
就从天使对妇女说的话那里一直延续到这里。
And he looks at his disciples and he commissions them.
耶稣看到他的门徒，然后给了他们一个使命。
And through the scriptures and the Holy Spirit, he is commissioning us today.
通过圣经，通过圣灵，他同样也把这个使命给了我们。
Verse 18.
在二十八章第十八节。
Said, "All power is given unto me in heaven and earth."
天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
How many of you believe this morning that Jesus has all power?
今天早上谁相信耶稣是大有能力的？
He just proved it. He came up out of the grave. He has all power. Amen.
Amen. 因为他已经证明了他从坟墓里复活，他是大有能力的。
Now he said, "Go therefore and teach all nations."
所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
Baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗
，teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you.
凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。
And he said, "Lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age."
然后他就说，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
So we have a commission this morning.
所以今天早上我们都领受了这个大使命。
Go and tell.
去使万民做我的门徒。
We first have an invitation.
我们首先得到的是一个邀请。
Come and see.
他说来看
and then we're commissioned.
然后就给了我们这个使命
go and tell.
去使万民做我的门徒
If you've experienced the power of the resurrection in your own life,
如果你自己的生命中你经历到了神复活的大能
then you need to be telling others.
那你需要告诉给其他的人
In fact, if you've experienced his power and have been changed,
而事实上如果你真的是经历了他的大能你的生命有了改变
I won't have to tell you to tell others.
你不需要我等着我去告诉你，去告诉别人。
For the Christian, it's natural as breathing.
因为对于基督徒来说，这个就好像呼吸一样自然，你自己就会想去告诉别人。
You want everyone else to know the joy that you know.
你想让大家都知道你所经历的那个喜乐。
This morning, at the invitation of the angel.
今天早上，天使就好像对天使对妇女发出的邀请。
An invitation to the tomb.
这个邀请你到坟墓里来看的，你要。
We have discovered that the grave does not hold our questions.
我们看到这个空坟墓不是我们的问题的答案。
But instead, the empty tomb is the answer to our questions.
Sorry, didn't get that.
The empty tomb is the answer.
这个坟墓本不是结局，然而这个空坟墓给了我们答案。
I remember standing in silence by the still body of a Filipino baby.
我记得从前有一次我站在一个菲律宾的一个婴儿的尸体前面。
I watched the baby die in its mother's arms.
我看着这个孩子死在母亲的怀里。
I was so frustrated and helpless in the presence of death.
那个时候面对死亡让我觉得很无奈。
What do you say in a moment like this?
在那个时候你能说什么呢？
After several moments of silence,
在安静了一阵以后，
and looking into the eyes of a mother who was deeply suffering,
我看到那个备受痛苦的母亲看着她的眼睛。
The only thing I could think of,
我那时候唯一能想到的，
was the hope of the resurrection.
就是复活的盼望。
So not wanting to say very much, I simply said to the mother,
那个时候多言多语没有益处，我只是跟她说，
We are here.
我们在这儿。
As a church, we're here for you.
我们作为一个教会，我们在这里支持你。
Anything you need, you ask and we'll do it.
如果你需要什么，告诉我们，我们会帮你做。
And remember the words of the Apostle Paul.
你要记得保罗的话。
First Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 13.
在帖塞罗尼迦前书第四章第十三节。
We do not sorrow as others who have no hope.
恐怕你们忧伤像那些没有指望的人一样。我们不愿意你们忧伤像那些没有指望的人一样。
We have hope this morning.
我们是有指望的。
Death is not final.
死对我们来说不是终结。
Our failures are not fatal.
我们的那些过失不是致命的。
The grave is not the end.
坟墓并不是我们人生的结局。
And we no longer have to live as slaves to sin.
我们不用再做罪的奴仆而活着。
Because he lives.
因为耶稣他活着。
There's a favorite song of mine, and I've asked if you all would sing it with me this morning.
我希望大家今天跟我一起唱一首我很喜欢的歌。
In closing of the message, could we maybe stand together? Are you tired of standing? Would you stand with me this morning? And let's sing, Because He Lives, I Can Face Tomorrow. Because He Lives, All Fear Is Gone. There's the first verse. I'm not good at leading, so do we have our song leader? Can you lead it? You can lead it. All right. You don't want me to lead it, it'll be off tune. So. Let's sing it together.
Let's sing it together.
Cheers.